Come on and bless God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Grab your praise and make it work for you. Amen. And let him know that you feeling it today. Amen. We are so blessed to be able to call him Father. To know that we are the children of God. Don't ever let anybody tell you that you're not a child of God. Old folk used to say when they get fussed out real good, say they call them everything but a child of God. You better call me that first, then fuss me out. Amen. And that is what I am. As Papa used to say, I am what I am. Amen. Papa did not say that. See, y'all just went right on in. Papa said, I stands what I can stands till I can't stands no more. I just took him to church right quick and dressed it up for him. But I know that the Lord loves you today. And don't you let nobody fool you. Even when you mess up big time, God loves you. Even right there. Amen. Amen. Even in this. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you right now. And it's ours to say thank you. Because you've been mighty good to us. You've been merciful. You didn't leave me. You didn't abandon me. You didn't let folk take advantage of me. You put a fence around me. You sheltered me. When I was in that storm, and you gave me a safe passage when I was just trying to get home one more time. You've just been good to me, and I want to tell you thank you. And I want to give honor where honor's due. And so, Lord, when I lift my hands, I'm really lifting them to you. When I lift my voice, I'm singing to you. And when I pray, Lord, I'm certainly praying to you. You heard me and you had mercy on me. And you gave me grace, even when I didn't deserve it. And I want to tell you thank you for that. And so God bless us today. Bless your people. And Lord, make preaching a little easier. And I know they'd appreciate it if you make it a little shorter. And so God, do what you do in us. And let this day be a day that changes our lives forever. But we don't ever want to be the same. We don't want to talk the same. We don't want to walk the same. We don't want our food to taste the same. We don't want our marriage to be the same. We don't want our children to call us mom and daddy the same. We don't want to look at our children the same. We want you to do like the scriptures say, let old things pass away and make all things new. We need some new in our life. And the only person that does that so well is you. So, Lord, make it new. And I'll be very, very careful. In fact, Lord, I'm going to be so excited. You have no problem out of me shouting thank you and shouting hallelujah and glory to God. Because I know that this is of the Lord's doing. And it is good. And then, Lord, forgive us of our sins and have mercy on us, we pray. In Jesus' name. And redeemed of the Lord said, amen, 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 and amen. Amen. Come on, put your hands together one more time for the Lord. He don't mind if you put your Bible down for a second and give him praise and glory. Come on, bless the Lord. Amen. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. In the book of the Psalm, Psalm 30, Psalm 30. Amen. Psalm 30. Just a couple of verses there, and we're going to get right on into the next ministry opportunity. Thank you again to our young people. I really appreciate that presentation. I didn't know they were going to give away stuff because I could have won all that. I was right up here. I could have had, you know, Jordan just turn around and ask me. But I want to let y'all have a chance to get something. But thank you. Next week, we're going to have another presentation from our young people, I think. And just know this, that in order to enjoy the celebration, you got to understand the spirit of celebrating. Amen. If you want to be up there, you got to know what it feels like to be up there. And then when you're up there, you'll understand it better. But our young people, thank you. And our sponsors and coordinators, thank you. Listen, this is a good time to learn more about what you are and read some stuff. And they took Tom Joyner off the radio up this way, but they used to always have a little something on there about African-American history, little known black history facts. And some of those things used to make me go, wow, I didn't know that. You know, and it's a poor soul who tried to act like you already know everything. Amen. It's some stuff. You were right there when it happened and didn't even know nothing about it. Yeah. And so don't be afraid to learn. But this is a great time to learn about ourselves. Amen. And like I said, the more folk told us, y'all take care of each other. Amen. So God bless you. Psalm 30, I have a New Living Translation, and I want to read a little bit here. And we're going to get on out of here. Verse 1, Psalm 30, New Living Translation says, I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. You refused to let my enemies triumph over me. Oh, Lord, my God, I cried out to you for help, and you restored my health. And I tell you all to get healthy. You brought me up from the grave, oh, Lord. You kept me from falling into the pit of death. Sing to the Lord, all you godly ones. Praise his holy name. His anger lasts for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may go on all night, but joy comes with the morning. Do me a favor and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, when I come through this, amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, ushers, young life persons, James and Krista. Thank you, Kai. Thank you for standing in this place. When I come through this, there are probably 100 smart people in here, and 25 more that think they're smarter than that 100. And there are probably 50 or 75 that figure you could best us all with your brilliance. There are probably another couple hundred in here that ain't got nothing to do but spend your money. Probably 75 of y'all that paid your bills last Friday. So you got your check, you wrote out your bills and put them in the mail or went online or whatever. So your money ain't no issue. Another 100 of y'all can probably go out to the high school and go around the track, run a lap, walk a lap. You eat good. You eat vegetables. You don't eat bread. Your high blood pressure is not a word for you. Cholesterol numbers are good. Your hair is still yours, and all your teeth are accounted for. The ones that's in your jaw and in the jar. And you don't have that to worry about. And then there's another group of you all who you're married, and those of you who are married, you're still calling each other pet names, and you're still holding hands in the car, and playing footsie under the table, and the children don't know what's going on. And you know, you don't sleep in separate beds. You got a king size bed, and the way y'all sleeping, you could do with a twin. And that's just fine with you. That's just fine with you. Some of you have a job where you've been promoted time and time again, and people envy you, and and they wonder what is it that you do? You not only appear to have a fast track, you also own the railroad that the train on. And that's all right. That's all right. But there are folk like me. I ain't got like that. I don't have it like that. I've got stuff going on that I ain't going to tell y'all nothing about because they don't need me telling you because you can't do nothing about it. I'll ask you to pray with me, pray for me, but I ain't going to tell you all my details. And the fact of the matter is that if you live long enough, you're going to go through something. Yeah. Amen. If you live long enough, if you've been here in this world more than a couple of years, you're going to go through something. Notice psychologist Rollo May says that human beings are the only animal made by God that run faster when they're lost. And that's what happens to us when we're going through stuff. We get in a hurry. We don't make good decisions. You can talk to me. There's probably a few of us in this room now when things were getting tough and we were in a certain crisis. We sped up instead of slowed down. And we made some bad decisions. We panicked. Mm-hmm. We didn't think it through. And now we're living with residual regrets of making decisions on the run. Such is life, because things that mess with our minds mess with all of us. Let me help you to understand. I'm about done. You ain't going to believe it. But whatever's going on in your head starts messing with your heart. And whatever's happening to your heart starts messing with your blood pressure. Come on, Pastor. And what's happening with your blood pressure starts messing with your eyesight and your fingers, and your feet swell up, and your ankles, and all of us get caught up in going through. It's a language that is somewhat unique to the church. And whenever folk ask us a question and we do not, Marpo, wish to give intimate details, our response is, pray for me, I'm just going through. Sometimes they look on our faces, Eric, and they can tell that it's a mess. It's a storm. Atmospherically, the sun is shining. But spiritually, there's a storm. And we put on our lipstick and our makeup and our lashes and we tie it tight and we comb it left or right and put it in a ponytail. You don't tell when a woman is really going through, she starts going to the ponytail. Whenever you see a woman who used to have it curly and fried and to the side, when she go to that ponytail more than two Sundays, you might ought to follow her home. She going through. She don't feel like combing her hair. I believe it was Dionne Warwick that said, in the morning I wake up and put on my makeup. Say a little prayer for you. But when a woman ain't happy, she don't want to wake up and she don't put on no makeup and she sure ain't gonna say no prayer for you. But things happen to us on the outside because there's something happening on the inside. And when our inside is out of balance, out of sequence, our outside becomes somewhat disheveled. You can see it. It's written all over your face. You don't have to say a word. And there are mindsets. I'm about there, Eric. There are mindsets that all of us have to be very careful about so we don't lose our way. Let me help you understand, beloved of God, that no matter what you're going through, God is with you. No matter what happens to you, no layoffs don't separate you from God. Demotions don't separate you from God. Divorce will not separate you from God. High blood pressure won't separate. A crazy choir won't separate you. They put you off this and won't let you on that. Won't separate you from God. Whatever you're going through, you're going to have God. You're going to have God. You're going to have God because God got you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't ever let that happen to you. There are mindsets that cause us to not only lose sight of God, but we lose the strength of God.
Well,
we fall behind. We don't go like we used to. Paul asked, church, what happened to you? You don't run like you used to. Look at your neighbor and tell him your pace is falling off. You don't run like you used to. You don't run like you used to. You don't show up like you used to.
Come on, man.
You ain't singing like you used to.
Well,
you don't usher as often as you used to. You ain't got that energy you used to have. You're going through. I know you're trying to put a good face on it. I know you're trying to act like everything's all right, but you ain't even sitting where you used to sit at. You and your husband ain't riding in the same car. Your children ain't coming round. Your tires don't look the same. You ain't got that spunk, that spontaneity. Your pep done left your step. You ain't looking right. You got something going on. And I think, beloved of God, before you forget anything, let me remind you, he's a keeper.
Yes, he is.
Let me remind you that no matter where you are, the Lord will make a way somehow. It ain't gonna be easy. It ain't gonna be over by tomorrow. But just remember, he won't leave you. He won't forsake you. You ain't the first one. You ain't the last one. But you will come through this.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You gotta remember. You gotta remember.
Yeah.
That how you think has something to do with how you live. You can't think defeated and then call yourself a conqueror. You can't think poverty and call yourself rich. You can't be lost and talk about he orders my steps. Your mind ain't right. There are three mindsets. So Scott is a smart woman. She probably knows these already, but there are three mindsets you got to be careful of. One is you cannot have a humanistic viewpoint. You can't. You thought I was going to say at a certain time? No, never. Can I tell you why? Because we walk by faith. Y'all should have got that one. That was a free one. You can have a humanistic viewpoint when you are called to walk by faith. Not by sight. Can I tell you something? This is free. Been up here about 10 minutes. Can I tell you something? I'm glad I don't see everything.
Come on now.
I'm glad God don't let me see everything. I'm glad God don't tell me everything. There are some things that I have experienced at a moment that would have scared the bejesus out of me if God had told me I had to go that way. I'd have said, never mind. God don't have to let me see everything. God doesn't have to take me up to a high mountain and show me everything. Some of y'all try to sound spiritual and deep, talking about the Lord put me on a high mountain and allowed me to survey the land. There's some stuff going on in the land that I don't want to know about.
Come on, Pastor.
If you could see how many people were against you, you wouldn't even go out your house.
Well,
if you could have seen that car accident, if you could have seen that death, if you could have seen that layoff, if you could have seen that cancer, you would have been scared and never took another step.
Yeah.
But I've got some good news, Ozelia. The just live by faith.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No matter what happens in my life, my Paul, I'm gonna trust in the Lord with all my heart. He ain't gotta explain it, he ain't gotta write it down, he ain't gotta brief me, but one thing I know, it came to pass.
Yes, it did.
I'm gonna get through this. You can't have a humanistic viewpoint. Second thing is,
And you got to understand this. This is not one of those smart ones, so Sandra can help y'all with this one. You cannot allow yourself to be pessimistic in your reasoning. You can't be pessimistic. Some of y'all get your English language messed up. You be saying pessimistic. It's not pest. Pest, no, it's pessimistic. Two S's in there. And that is, you can't always see yourself losing. You can't always say, I knew this was going to happen. Something told me. Something ain't told you nothing. You told yourself. Sometimes the reason some of y'all lose is because you prepare to lose before you try to win. Amen. Can I talk to you? Come here, David. David was told he was going to be king. Saul started acting crazy. Things are going bad in his life. And David forgot all about what he was told he was going to be. Start running around acting crazy and feeling like he's going to die. Told Jonathan, well, I guess this is about it. You know, he forgot what Samuel said. He started reasoning in his, listen, let me tell you something. God got bigger plans for you than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. And you can't be pessimistic. You can't be walking around saying, well, my mama died early. I guess I'm going to die early. My sister marriage didn't work. I guess mine ain't going to work. I knew I was going to get laid. You don't know nothing. Well, I just told you how to live. Just trust in the Lord. You got to let him have his way with you. Because every defeat and every detour don't mean you're going to die.
That's right.
You gotta stop having pessimistic reasoning. You don't have to figure it out. Faith says I don't have to figure it out. Y'all ain't talking to me. Faith does not require me to be Einstein. Faith just requires me to trust him. I don't know what God's doing. I ain't trying to fool nobody. I'm the pastor. And that's pastoral suicide, then so be it. I don't know what God's doing around here. All I know is I'm going to show up every day till God said, don't show up no more. I'm going to preach till God said, don't preach no more. I don't know who's going to come today. I wish I could. I don't know. But I know this, that my encouragement is that Jeremiah preached for 50 years.
Yes.
50 years, Demetra, and nobody joined his church.
Come on.
That's why when I hear people, Yvette, talking about, well, ain't nobody joining Brookville, y'all pastor. No, it ain't me. It ain't me. Jeremiah preached good gospel for 50 years.
Come on now.
So I'm all right with it. I mean, nobody knows. How come ain't nobody joining Brookville? I don't know. And God ain't got to explain that to me. I know I'm there. You here? Anybody here?
I'm here.
I thought I'd get a few more. I'm here too.
I'm here.
You can't have pessimistic reading. You can't say that's why. I don't know why. You remember, Chris, you remember we used to tell it, so that ours is not the reason why. Ours is just to do or die. Can't have pessimistic reading. And third thing, this is another one that requires deep knowledge. So Sister Anderson can help you with this. You cannot try rationalistic logic. Because God is supernatural. The supernatural does not operate by rationale. You can't rationale. You can't say, oh, yeah, that's why. I don't know why God does a lot of what he does, but I tell you this, I'm glad God does it. But I thought I'd get a shout right there. I don't know why. There's a little song we sang when I was growing up. Say, I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he sacrificed his life, but I'm so glad he did.
That's right.
I don't know. And logic does not always run parallel to the supernatural.
Amen.
That's why when people quiz us, Deacon Walker, and try to make us explain why Jesus turned or how Jesus turned water into wine and how Jesus walked on the lake and how Jesus gave that bounty of fish and how they took 12 loaves and they picked up more. I don't know nothing about that. Logic requires something about that. Faith says, I just trust that he did it. And if I'm ever in a situation where I'm hungry, I pray that there's some baskets and fishes somewhere.
Amen.
And so you can't do that. And so those three things, and then I'll get to where I want to go and I'm done. You gotta realize something here.
that the Lord is not trying to hurt you.
Amen.
He's not trying to hurt you. And some of us in the church right now, because we're not driving what our neighbors drive, or we're not in the same amount of square footage that some, even in our family, some of us are jealous of our siblings because our siblings got a Lexus LS450 and we still ride around here in our Mercury Comet, you know, and our sister over there in D.C. done built this big old house and we still living in the home place that mama left to us and they wearing designer labels and you still shopping at Kmart waiting on the blue light to come on and you can't love folk because they got stuff. But let me tell you something. All you got to do for all, let me get a formula. For all of you folk who are jealous of people who got more than you got, just outlive them. Just outlive them. I know you think, what does that mean? Well, if you outlive them, when they die, they can't take that square footage with them. Amen. They can't take that Lexus with them. So you just wait until the lawyer calls you and say, look here, your sister's gone now. And you say, yeah. And have that other eye open and that ear listening. Because whenever folk die, when I do no order, they got to leave some stuff here. So don't be hating on them. Be nice to them and love them. And when they leave, you just might hit the lottery. Some of us right now are angry because people have stuff that you don't have. No, don't worry about that. You got to understand that there is a mindset that's going to help you get through this. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that there's a song, and you music people know this one. I'm not really sure who wrote it, but there's a song that says, as soon as I stop worrying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Worrying about how the story ends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I let go and I let God.
Yes,
and here's what I like. He said, that's when things started happening.
Yes,
I stopped looking at back then because I let go and let God. Nudge your neighbor and say, you ought to be able to sing that one right there. Because you got to learn how to, soon as you stop worrying, soon as you stop whining, soon as you stop complaining, soon as you stop pitching and boogieing, as soon as you stop walking around here with your jaws tight, that's when the story will change. You'll come out when you want to come out. You'll get up when you want to get up. Why? Because it's left up to you. All you got to do is call upon the name of the Bible says, I cried out and he lifted me. Look at your name and say, neighbor. If you want to come out, cry out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Soon as you stop worrying about how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
You around here with this pessimistic reasoning and you worrying about stuff you can't do nothing about.
Yeah.
Soon as you stop worrying about how the story ends. Soon as you stop worrying about back then, all of us have had some failures, some mistakes, some regrets, but you cannot live today feeling sorry for yourself about yesterday. Stop worrying about back then. Stop worrying about it. Everybody knows something about you. You just better hope the grand jury don't know how to find them. Here it is. I'm about done. Here it is. You got to let go. Jesus tells his followers something. Melvin, and I think it work. I'm done. Melvin. Jesus says to them, this is critical, Melvin. I'm just going to talk to you without looking at you, but Jesus tells his followers something.
Uh-huh.
But before I can tell you what he tells them, Melvin, I think we need to establish the criteria for being a follower. Because everybody who come to church ain't a follower.
Amen. Amen.
And, Sister Cox, there are some things that you're only going to hear in the following, not just in the fellowship. That's good preaching.
Jesus says to his followers, and see, you need to understand that one of the surest qualifications of discipleship life is to be a follower of Christ. Let me tell you why. Because some of y'all, the reason you can't be faithful to him, because you're following them. Yeah, your friend in the world got you all jammed up. Your friend in the world telling you all of that millennial nonsense and all of that rigmarole and all that shenanigans about what you ain't got to do. And if you're a Christian, you ain't got to go to church. Let me tell you something. If you're a Christian, you got to go to church. I told him in Christian Academy. Then why did them same people who tell you that you ain't got to go to church to be a Christian, they don't tell you when you got cancer, you ain't got to go to the hospital. They don't tell you that because you want a check, you ain't got to go to work. Amen. Try that. Right. So because you are a Christian, yeah, you got to go to church. I got to meet Jesus. Yeah. This is the song we sang, Addison. Oh, I want to see him. Yeah. Look upon his face. I know where to meet Jesus. Yeah. I know where to find Jesus. Yeah. I know where to bring my burdens. I know where I'll find fellowship. I know where I'll find my family. I know where I'll find my friends. I know where I'll find my help. I must see Jesus.
Jesus tells his father, said, you want to live right, you want to get over some things. He said, just take care of the day.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help some of y'all. Some of y'all, again, the man said, stop worrying about back then.
Come on now.
Stop worrying about stuff. Just take care of today. Nudge your neighbor and say, just do today. Nudge another neighbor and say, just do today. Some of y'all, reason why y'all ain't in the choir no more, because you still worry about back then. Some of y'all, reason you ain't ushering no more, you still worry about back then. You can't get over what you let make you go under. You ain't going to never be an overcomer.
Come on, Pastor.
I wouldn't let nobody run me out of church. I wouldn't let nobody talk me out of the choir. I ain't gonna let nobody talk me off the usher ministry.
Come on now.
I'm staying with Jesus.
Come on now.
Y'all ain't talking to me.
Yes, sir.
I'm staying. I'm serving him with my little song. I may not get to a lead solo, but I sing my song.
Come on, Pastor.
I may not be chief usher. I may not be able to hand out the assignment, but I can hand out a fan.
Come on now.
I may not be the best preacher. I may not ever preach in a mega church, but I'm going to preach in my little old country church.
Come on,
I'm going to preach in my little sermon.
Yes,
I'm going to stand up here my little 15 minutes and do all I want to do.
Ah. Amen. Preach.
Why when I say 15 preach. Minutes, y'all didn't say amen?
Preach.
I'm staying with Jesus.
Amen.
Because I'm not worried about yesterday.
Yes.
All I'm going to do is take care of right now. That's how you come out of it. You just take care of right now.
Yes, sir.
Right now, I'm going to praise him. Right now, I'm going to wave my hand. Right now, I'm going to jump up and down. Right now, I'm going to say hallelujah. Right now, I'm going to say, no, I didn't get the job. No, they didn't approve my loan. No, my marriage ain't fixed. But right now, I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to say hallelujah. I'm going to say glory. Because all I got to do is right now. That's how I come out of it. You may not understand why I'm bouncing them down like that. You may not understand that. But let me tell you something. I'm not doing it for you. That's why I ain't got to explain it to you. You don't like the fact that I jump up and down and throw my hand. You were here last Sunday. You saw me. Then don't sit here this Sunday. Because the same God I blessed last Sunday, jumping up and down, throwing my, I'm going to do it again. So if you don't like that kind of church, don't sit by me. Because I ain't changing churches because of your bad attitude. But I'm going to tell you now, I came to bless his holy name. I came to tell him thank you, not only for what he done, but for what he didn't do. Just like that song, Sandra, we used to sing, he didn't have to let me live. He didn't have to let me live, but I'm glad to be in the service.
Yes, sir.
Nudge your neighbor and tell him, I might not have been here last week, but I'm here now.
Yes,
don't know if I'm going to get back next week, but I'm here now.
Yes,
and while I'm here, he going to know I'm in the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm about done. About done. He said, you got to bless him now.
He said, you got to keep what's in front of you in front of you. Don't worry about tomorrow. And so the writer said, Lord, I've been through some stuff. And he says, and I'm done. He says, there are some things that I should have did, but I figured it out. And so what he says, Jesse, is first of all, I'm going to praise you. See, I ain't getting enough amens right there. Yvette, I said he said, I'm going to praise you. Okay, I still ain't getting enough amens right there. Elizabeth, with your snotty nose, he says, I'm going to praise him. Snotty nose and all, I'm going to praise. I still ain't getting enough amen. Deacon Walker, he says, oh, I'm in it. I'm in a storm. Life is crazy. People act like they don't know me. People running up on me. But Lord, I forgot the most important thing is to not get problematic, but to keep my praise. Because praise will work it out. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, praise will work it out. Won't he work it out? Won't he work it out? Ain't nothing like a shout. Ain't nothing like jumping up and down. Ain't nothing like throwing your head back. Ain't nothing like doing the watusi. Just shout unto the Lord. Praise his holy name. Every now and then, you just got to holler like you ain't got no sense. He said, I should have kept praising you. Watch this, I'm done. He said, why? Because you rescued me. Look at the name and say, listen, there's some stuff that God got me out of that you don't know nothing about. And you can tell them again, it ain't going to be in my testimony. It ain't going to be in my memoirs. Ain't nobody going to never know some of the stuff that God got me out of. But it's good enough that you know he got me out. I'm here because he got me out. I could have been dead and sleeping in my grave, but the Lord brought me out. Woo! Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Lord knows, some of us ain't like Bill Clinton. Yeah. He didn't inhale. Some of y'all not only inhale, you got in the line twice. But he rescued me. That's why Grandma said, I was sinking deep in sin. Tell your neighbor, I went deep. I'm about finished. I went deep. Some of y'all act like y'all surface sinners. Like all y'all ever did was stole a little piece of candy, you know, and stayed up late, you know. Mama went to bed, you went and drank a little bit of that Merlot. No, some of y'all deep sinners. I'm just going to raise my hand so y'all don't think I'm trying to start no trouble. I'm a deep sinner. Listen, it's stuff, if I knew about me, I wouldn't like me. Amen. Sometimes, Sister Cox, I'm ashamed of me. Sometimes when I look back at pictures and think about things, I say, oh Lord, and know what I was doing when I took the picture? How many of y'all ever took a picture and said, wait a minute, let me put this down first? Come on, talk back to me. How many say, wait a minute, no, not with that background. Let me turn this way. How many of y'all tell some people, you get out the picture? Because they know I was with y'all. Come on, talk back to me. He rescued me. I was too stupid to get out of my own way. But God saw something in me. Come here, Mom and Chef. He saw the best in me. When everyone else saw the worst in me, God rescued me. I'm not alive because I'm so wonderful. I'm not alive because I ain't done nothing. I got a history of stupidity. But God looked beyond my faults. And he didn't bring me out one time. I'm a repeat offender. I'm a habitual hell raiser. God had to come get me. I didn't come to him. He came and got me. Some of y'all try to act like y'all just woke up one morning and say, I'm going back to the Lord. I was running when he caught me. And I wasn't running, I was running from him. I'm about finished. But Harmony, he said, I forgot to praise you. How many remember when you didn't have no tithe, but you had a praise? That's all I brought to church for alone. I just, because I had spent all my money riotously and foolishly. And all I could do is just lift up my hand, my empty hand, and say, God, I owe you. I praise you. Here it is. He said, why? And here's why, Jasmine. Because personal protection requires a personal praise. You shouldn't let nobody outpraise you with your raggedy self. You sitting up in here today, some of y'all ain't praised him yet. I've been watching you. But you know, for the personal protection that God has put around your life, for that hedge round about you, for that shelter, you ought to give him your own praise. You may not do what Harmony does. You may not do what Addison does. But you ought to do what you do, because ain't nobody did it for you like Jesus did it for you. I don't care about your mama. I don't care about your daddy. They was right. Can't nobody do me like. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you, Lord. He brought me out. And I owe him thank you. Hallelujah. This ain't no time. This ain't no time for wimpy whispers. This ain't no time for them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. He brought you out. The enemy had you. Had your marriage, had your children, had your money, had your mind. You were slap crazy, but the Lord redeemed you with a mighty hand, and you got nerve to sit up in God's house and not tell him hallelujah, not tell him thank you, not shout glory. He been better than that. Better than that. And then we need to understand that there's a resounding response. That's why he said, I'll exalt you. I'll lift you up, Lord. Some of y'all, your bottom ought to have sores on it. You ain't stood up in the Lord's house and who knows when. You ought to have that arthritis that come when you sit too long. And you had to get up slow because you know you've been sitting there. Some of y'all in church, that's happening to you because you don't even stand up for him. You ain't standing up for me. You ain't doing nothing for me. You ain't praising me. You're not thinking about what I've done. You ought not even be thinking about what I say. You ought to be thinking about what he's saying and who said it. And when he said it, you ought to acknowledge that you heard what he said. And you ought to tell him, thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise, y'all ain't talking to me. It got to be more than three people. I will bless the Lord. I ain't waiting on my wife. I ain't waiting on no deacon. I'm still talking. I'm still talking. I will bless. Not some Sundays, but every Sunday. Not some Mondays, but every Monday. Not some Tuesdays, but every Tuesday. I will bless the Lord. Look at your name, I got this. You might be in a hot section, but I got this. Because I'm thinking about what the Lord has done for me. I will. Last thing. Then he says, it's in recognition of my redemption. I know I'm saved. Old church said this way, that I know I've been changed. Angels in heaven sign my name. It's in personal recognition that I've been redeemed. Bought with a price. God did it for me. That's why I'm going to come through this.
Because I realized that if it had not been the Lord. David, come here. David said, my enemies, you know, you've got some hellacious enemies who will camp around you. It's one thing for folk to throw rocks and run, but when your enemy got the audacity to set up where you can see them and stay there. See, some people, when they see, they hide, they run, they ambush you. But when your enemies have gotten so bold that they set up residence within your residence, you got some real enemies. But David said, when my enemies did that, God bust the move. Look at your neighbor and say, you don't want to be on my bad side. Because God will make your enemies your straddle lounger, your ottoman, your footstool, your recliner, your lazy boy. God will make them bow down. The hand that tried to starve you will feed you in a buffet line. And he said, it's in recognition. I'm done. I'm tired. These 15-minute sermons are wearing me out. But he said, I can't forget to praise you. I can't forget to keep it personal, because personal protection requires and deserves personal praise. Then he says, I got to remember, Lord, that it's because of your resounding righteousness you look beyond. And then he says, I must remember that it's in recognition that I've been rescued. See, I don't have a problem. Let me help you. I'm done. But you can't shout when other folk come out. That's selfish. But if you can't shout when you come out, that's stupid. Donna, you heard me. You're not going to leave church because Pastor says stupid, is you? Okay, you'll be on time next week too. Let me tell you something. I'm done. When I come through this, I will never be the same. See, I know some of y'all sitting there thinking to yourself, well, Pastor, yeah, no, listen to me. You cannot allow yourself to lose sight of what's right in front of you. Here's what he says. So Scott, I'm done. I'm done. He says, I'm a very present help. The Lord has been my helper. He's been my right hand. How could I lose sight of that? How did I forget that? I was walking wind of the wall, crying and feeling sorry for myself. Because I had a humanistic point of view. I was pessimistic in my reasoning. And I tried to use ration and logic. No, I got to think different. Because here's what the Bible reminds us. As you think. Okay, three of y'all heard me. As you think, that's how you're going to be. I made up my mind, Yvette, that I'm just going to be a praiser. Amen. My sister is still mad at me today, I reckon. Because when my father died, we were all standing right there around the bed. When my daddy breathed his last breath and the machine stopped, I yelled as best I could, "Thank you, Jesus." And she looked at me and go, "What you mean, thank you? Daddy gone. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah." And my wife will tell you, she ain't got over that yet. "You act like you glad daddy gone." Yes, I am. Because he ain't got to put up with none of this no more. And I'm almost to thinking, if I could trade places, I think I'd go too. But I learned that whatever happens, I'm going to praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm going to praise. Because praise is proper. In response to anything in my life, it cannot outweigh my praise.
That's why you got to learn how to dance when ain't no music. You got to sing and make up your word like Milli Vanilli. You just lip sync your way through life, but they won't know you don't know the words. Because if you act like you singing what you know you singing, they'll think you know what you singing. It's the right response to coming out of this thing. So let's stand on our feet together. I've taken up much of your time today. Please understand, you're going to come through this. There's a couple more things I want to share with you, but I'll get to you. But don't you ever stop blessing the name of the Lord. People watching you. We watching you to see how you going to act. Because we saw you when you got that new car jumping up and down. We saw you when you got that promotion telling everybody about how the Lord did this. We saw you when you had that little fella and got that little gal and everything just hunky-dory. And now we still see you walk around here pouting and dragging your feet, shaking our hands and shocking us because of static electricity. Pick your feet up. We want to see what you're going to do now that you lost that job. Now that you wrecked that car, or now that the money ain't like it used to be. We want to see now if you're going to stand up there and sing, bless his holy name, and what was that song y'all did a little while ago? We don't see if you're going to try to get up there and rock back and forth now. Every praise. Yeah, you're going to sing every praise now. Now that you ain't got that job. Now that he done left you. Now what you going to sing? I can't sing that right now. I ain't feeling it. You breathing. You breathing. And what about everything that has breath? I'll do what? Nudge your neighbor and ask him, are you breathing? Sitting up in here like you all bougie. Yeah. You breathing? Yeah. Why you ain't praising God? Right. You don't know what I'm going through. Didn't the pastor say when you come through this? Yeah. Part of coming through anything is understanding the process of progress. You ain't gonna never come through something if you don't do no progress. You better gird up your loins. You better get yourself together. That's what old folk used to tell you back when you get to acting foolish. First thing they tell you, you better get yourself together. No, they put it different. They say, you better get your little self together. Because you ain't grown yet. They tell you, get your little self together. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You don't owe nobody no money. You know, them old folk can really humiliate you. You go to pound, they say, you, what job you work? What bills you paying? You worry about some of the little, well, I ain't going to tell you what they say about the gals, but it had the word tail on part of it. You around here moping because she don't love you. You don't even know what love is. You know, everything you told them old folk, they turn it against you. She don't love me. Love? You don't even know what love is. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Love works. Love get a job. You know, them old folk, they'll hook you up. Love pay bills. Love sacrifice for little greedy Negroes like you to eat the last pork chop before your daddy get home. That's love. Then you realize, I ain't in love, am I? Then you tell yourself, I don't want to be in love. But everything that has breath ought to never forget to praise. And then it is the righteous response in light of what the Lord has done. When I look around and consider, I got to tell him thank you. Lord, listen, when Paul was on that ship and it started falling apart, he didn't curse God. He said, listen, beloved, I'm going to give y'all a message from the man who's been talking to me. If y'all want to survive this, do a God thing. Trust me as I trust him. And that's what you need to remember. You're going to come through this. The Lord is with you. Never leave you, never forsake you. Just bless his holy name. You're in the room today and you've not accepted Jesus Christ, of which I've preached these last 15, 20 minutes.
Y'all just ain't right. But if you don't know the Christ that we've been talking about, and that's really sad, because you can know him. I've been to the White House twice under other administration, but I may never get back there again. May never walk the halls of Congress. I may never go to the Louvre, but I will see Jesus. Oh yeah, I'm going to see Jesus. And some of y'all going to be jealous. Okay, y'all ain't got to clap. That's right. I just bleed for myself. And some of y'all going to be mad at me when you look over there and see me going to the right and you going to the left, and you're going to say, I should have listened to that preacher. I should have accepted Jesus. Because he'll take anybody. See, in some organization I used to be a part of, I've gotten out a lot of things, but I used to be a part of it. It's kind of exclusive. We don't let certain people in if they knew how to knock right and hold a hand right and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I left that alone. But I'm going to tell you this. You can get in with Jesus just as you are. Yes, sir. And if you're here today, and because you're here today, I believe the Lord let you live long enough to make another decision that's more informed and more life-changing. You'll come to Jesus today. He won't turn you down. Come to Jesus. He take raggedy folk, take smart folk, not so smart folk. Whole lot of us glad we got in just in time. And since we in, we ain't going back out. And the Lord will take you today, beloved of God, no matter what you've been going through, no matter what faults you have. Like I said, some of us are habitual in our foolishness. We just can't help ourselves. But the Lord looks beyond multitude of sins. He just says, I got you. The devil is accusing you right now. Everybody in this room, including me, devil is accusing us right now. And Jesus is sitting there looking at him saying, I got that. Some of you last night, where you were last night, the devil is reminding God that you were out there doing that. And Jesus is sitting there just calm. And soon the devil stops. And the chief judge looks over at the defense and said, and your rebuttal is, I got that. Already paid for. And the just judge says, case dismissed. And when the devil come back tonight and in the morning with the same old stuff, Jesus going to do the same thing, say, I got that. Paid for by the blood. And case dismissed. Now, don't you keep being like that. You need to grow up. Cut some of that foolishness out. But if you don't know him, you can't lay claim to his offer. And so I would to tell you today, y'all to come. Don't leave here. I'm going to get you gone. Don't leave here. Second thing is that you need to understand that all of us have been in need of restoration at a point. Now, some of us gotten old enough now where we don't do the in and out thing like we used to. But we still need God to fix some stuff. And if you wandered off a little bit and you want to turn back now while you still got the house in sight, there's a line in one of my favorite movies, Open Range, where they're getting ready to ride off, and Boss Spearman and Charlie on their horses, you know, and little boy pulling up on the wagon, and the girl is in love with Charlie. She told him, "You come back to me, Charlie. Wait," and he says, "All right." He get and he tells Sue. He said, "Sue, yeah, turn back now. Before you lose sight of the houses, so you lose sight of the rooftop." He don't want her to get lost. See, back then, they didn't have no street signs and GPS. And Sue out there on that horse, and he don't want his gal to get lost. So he tells, he said, "Now you need to go back now before you lose sight of the housetops, the roof line." And I'm telling you now, some of us need to turn back to the Lord before we lose sight of the house and be lost longer than we need to be. As I said to you earlier, psychologist Rollo May said that human beings are the only animals that run faster when they're lost. And you're only going to get worse off. Turn around now while you can still see the rooftop. Come on back to the house. And the Lord will let you in. Just like that father who went to the edge of the road every day looking for that boy, waiting on him to come on home. Some of y'all need to come back home today. And God will receive you. No questions asked. You know why God don't ever have to ask you no questions? Because he already know all the answers. That's why God don't ask you where you've been, what you've been doing. He already know all that. That's why you don't have to lie to him. If God ever asks you a question, please tell him the truth, because he already know the answer.
That's every parent's fallback when you think you trapped your child. Every parent in here that ever told your child, I already knew the answer, raise your hand. Because you do that. They said, oh, I just asked, I already knew. I just want to see what you're going to say. See if you're going to lie to me. And then they look like Boo Boo the Fool. Because you make it up too. You didn't really know. You just make it up because you think you know. But fact is, he will take you back if you come on in the house. Lastly today, I want to invite you. If you're looking for a church home, I want you to come. Be a part of our family. Come be a part of a healing environment, a peaceful place where we can train you up. If you come and disciple with us, come to Christian Academy, come to Bible Academy, and watch your life change. This environment is a great one. Worship is something else. But if you'll come and let us train your mind, watch what's going to happen in your life, because your life will never be the same. Learning is an awesome thing. So our doors are open. Our doors are open. All right. If everybody is okay right there, then here's what I want us to do. I mentioned earlier that I want us to heal. And so I want everybody today that wants to heal of anything, and anything is anything, I want you to come on up here with us. We're going to pray a little prayer, and we're going to heal. We're going to start yesterday. It's gone. Today is all we got. And we're going to let go and let God. Just like the song says, soon as I stop worrying. And that's what we're going to have to do today, children. We're going to have to stop worrying. We got to stop carrying unnecessary luggage. How many of you have flown in the last few years since they initiated baggage fees? Well, you know the rule. You get one bag, it's $25. The next one is $35. You know, so the less you carry, the cheaper the trip. The less you carry, the less you got to worry about. You know, when I travel, I do the carry-on thing. And so when the plane land, I ain't got to go down to the baggage claim area. Wait on nothing. I got my carry-on bag, and I'm on my way to my Uber, and I'm gone. See? And so I'm telling you today that from the time you start planning your trip and you start packing at the house, that thing get heavier and heavier. They allow you 50 pounds. And so you come out the house leaning like this, and then you get mad and fuss at them people when they say, you got to pay extra because it's heavy. Well, what you mean it's heavy? I can carry it. Yeah, but ma'am, you were looking like this when you came in here. So go light. Get rid of this baggage. Get rid of the pain. Get rid of the struggles. Get rid of people problems. Get rid of them and don't go back and get them. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them to heal. Your family needs you help. A healthy father makes for a strong household. Your son will grow more into manliness with a healthy father. A healthy mother, a healthy wife, healthy grandma helps a healthy granddaughter. You can't let burdens eat you up. You should never regret facing the next day. And don't let people get to you like that. People ain't your God. God is your God. You come to church to see Jesus. You come to worship him. You give your tithe to him. You don't give it to Deacon McKenzie or Trustee Price or Trustee Beverly. You don't give it to them. You're giving it to God. Don't worry about what they do in mismanagement. Trust God in faithfulness. Don't let that little mess in the choir mess with y'all. Y'all get over that. Y'all heal. Don't let nobody mess with you. You came to sing unto the Lord your new song. Don't let the usher ministry frustrate you. You came to serve as a doorkeeper in the house of your God. Don't let the role of a deacon be so cumbersome to you that you can't enjoy serving God and his people. Because the other deacons don't want to pray or don't want to come. You do you with God. Don't let being a trustee be so frustrating to you that you can't come with joy. But I came to do it for the Lord. Keep your eyes on God. Heal. Heal. Tomorrow is out of sight.
Yesterday is well spent. All I got is right now at 105, 107. To let God know that I am healing. My grandmother used to tell us, James, when we had a sore, don't pick that. Leave that alone. And they would make you cover it up so you wouldn't pick it. And you said, but it itches. She said, that means it's healing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that in the process of healing, there's going to be some irritation. But it's getting better. Still going to be on your nerves a little bit. In the process of healing, it's still not going to be as much fun in the rehearsal. It's not going to be as much fun in the usher ministry. But the irritation is a sign that it's healing. Don't let irritation mean it's getting worse because I keep picking it. And if I ain't going to pick it, I ain't going to let you pick it. Just because you know where my wound is, you don't get to pick it. So I'm going to cover up so I can heal. I ain't going to take no foolishness now because I'm healing. And while I'm healing, I'm getting stronger. And what used to bother me ain't going to bother me no more because I'm getting stronger. See, that stunt you pulled on me last year, you ain't going to pull that on me no more. I saw you coming with that one. Because I'm getting stronger. I feel my Rocky spirit coming. I got the eye of the tiger, you know. So I want you to heal all over this room. I want you to heal. Is that your daughter? Your boyfriend's daughter. Okay. What's your name? Journey. God's going to do something real special in your life. They'll tell you, I don't do this all the time. But when you came in here today, the Lord, your name just explained it to me. God's going to use you in a tremendous way if you let him. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't trying to scare you. You ain't got to run. Don't say that, man. But when you came in here, I was told to tell you before you left. And now your name tells me exactly why. God's going to use, don't let nobody take you off your game. Don't get distracted. But your name was given to you for a reason. And God's going to use you. That's all I'm going to tell you. I ain't trying to scare you. They'll tell you, I don't do this all the time. I just do it when he tell me to. But Journey, God's going to do something in your life. But you got to stay focused now. Don't get distracted. Don't let nobody convince you not to trust him and follow him. Because you're going to have to do that. To get what he's giving, you got to get where he's giving it. I'm really convinced that many of us are going to die. And when we get to heaven, God's going to take us to a door. And say, you know what's behind that door? And you're going to say, no, sir. He's going to say, all the stuff I intended to give you, but you wouldn't let me. In order to get what he's giving, you got to go where he's giving it. And some of y'all, that's why you got to stay with the Lord. There are laid up for you treasures, but you got to get to where he's giving it. It's not here. It's there. That's why you got to go there. Stay with the Lord. God bless you today. If you have concerns for your brothers and sisters, put them on the forefront of your mind. Tell us what they are. We'll share them with you. Very good. Sorry to hear that. My Lord. Okay. God is bigger than all that, isn't he? Anybody else? Amen. God is bigger than that. Your God is big. Awesome. Anything you can ask, think, or imagine, God already got it. And you have not. Come on, say it. Sometimes you got to medicate yourself with realities. Only reason you don't have it because you didn't ask for it, or you were afraid to ask because you were worried about no. I stopped worried about God saying no a long time ago. Because what makes him so wonderful is not that he say no more than he say yes. It's that he says yes way more than he say no. And you know he does. For cancer, funerals, families, surgery, just peace of mind. God heard you today. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father, we thank you today. We've been here. listening to you, and we heard you. You said that you would hear and answer our prayers. Your children have gathered around this place from one wall to the other. They're holding hands with friends, family, strangers. And they've asked of you just a few simple things. Some for a neighbor, some for a friend, a family. A family is bereaved and have to make arrangements. A friend has cancer. Ain't first time we said cancer. But God, we're praying for the day when it will be the last. It's not the first time, Lord, we've had to walk slow behind the loved one. But we pray, God, that when our time comes, that we're just on our way to see you. Praying, God, for families that we've lifted by name, some in silent meditation. Some have been verbalized in this place among the hearing of others. Praying for our young people as they become the next generation of leaders in our churches, schools, industry. Lord, we don't mean to sound sarcastic, but we're praying for our president. We're praying for Mr. Trump. We're praying for the cabinet members, those that have been confirmed, and even those that have decided not to serve, and those who won't get confirmed. But our nation belongs to you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Government is yours. And because we're Christians, you told us we have to submit to authorities, those who are in power, those who have offices. And we're praying for the cabinet. We're praying for the Congress, the Senate. Praying for the Supreme Court judge selection, because this gentleman will serve for life. And his opinions will become the law of the land, the rule. And men who don't know you tend to do things that are not like you. So we need men who know you, women who know you. We're praying for the local government, praying for the state. We're praying for each other. The hour has been well spent, and we must now turn from this place, but never your presence. But Lord, let us stay near to you. Grandma used to sing a song that simply says, Jesus, keep me near the cross. And so God, do that with us and for us and through us as we turn. Keep us, Lord, that we might know how to love our families better, love our friends, how to get over some stuff. And God, give us the strength to approach, to apprehend, and to overcome when we are challenged in life. We needn't run away. We needn't be afraid. We'll come through this. And Lord, what we love about it is we won't come out by ourselves. There's a great cloud of witness. These are they that have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. These are they. The moon or the sun shall ever harm us again. We have been delivered. The blood of Jesus still works. And now, Lord, as we turn from this place, be with us, give us traveling mercies and favor along the journey. And we'll be back real soon with our testimonies, with our praise, with our worship in the name of Jesus. And Lord, bless young Miss Journey today. There is so much she has yet to see, to hear, to know. But Lord, you said, that's enough in the name of Jesus. And the redeemed of the Lord said amen, 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 and amen. Amen. God bless you. Celebrate with somebody on your way out. Enjoy the game today. I'll look for the final score on CNN or ESPN. I ain't watching. Amen. Love your neighbor. Be kind one to the other.